Finally, we present this musical collage from Skidmark Bob and
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work.
Honestly, I think this is the time when I was truly proudest to be American. And I remember turning on the TV and seeing the face of Tom Ridge telling me to go to the Home Depot and get some duct tape and plastic sheeting. And I stood up and I saluted the flag. I had one little tear, like the Indian man did. Remember when you threw the wrapper on the ground and the Indian cried? That's what I was like. I was like, yes, you got it. This is the greatest country. And at first I was like, that's a joke, right? That's a funny joke that the government's telling us to lighten things up a little, like, and that's the joke, and then they're going to go, no, but in all seriousness, this is what you should do. But then that was it, like, duct tape and plastic sheeting, and I was like, are you fucking shitting me? That, why don't I just cover my head and get under a school desk? I mean, what the fuck are you telling me? And I was incredulous, but then, they explained it. It's like, look, no, you don't just throw up plastic sheeting and duct tape just haphazardly, you really seal off the plastic sheeting, and then it's two layers of duct tape, people. Duh. Don't let us finish, please. Let us finish. It's two layers of duct tape, okay? And then what that does is, if you do it really tight and really, like, specifically, like they said to do it, then what that does is that prevents nuclear bombs from entering your skin.
The people that you meet each day. The nice man living right next door is planning evil acts of war. And those little soccer moms are in their basement building bombs. The widow living down the road and gets her orders by Morse code. The fellow in the cul-de-sac is mixing chemicals out back. Yes, the terrorists are people in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. Yes, the terrorists are people in your neighborhood. Help us put them all away. Watch out for important clues at the PTA or barbecues. Keep a little secret list in case there's anyone we've missed. 'Cause the terrorists are people in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood. They're in your neighborhood. Yes, the terrorists are people in your neighborhood. They'll be acting so discreet till they're blowing up your street. They're the people that you meet each day.
Freak Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM.
Target locked on.
Pirate radio at its finest.
There's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
There is?
Nothing you have heard before will prepare you for this. The sound of radio is being revolutionized by the masters.
Go!
Is anybody listening out there?
FCC, you know what that means?
Yeah, it means Federal Communications Commission. They can drive around and triangulate wherever the hell a radio signal is coming from.
Yeah, so fuck it, right?
Good idea!
Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, or freakradio.org.
Good idea!
About a radio.
but in another, more sinister sense. War is big business. Not simply the replacement of munitions, nor their manufacture. War is business in the sense of who really benefits from war. Wars are waged today for the same reason that most of them were waged yesterday. To protect the wealthy elite. To make them richer. Strapped on a Colt 45. For big business. Strapped on a Colt 45. For big business. Democracy? Nope. Why is there less of that here every time a war is fought? To make the world safe? Honestly, do you feel any safer today than you did before 9/11? We're looking at war, endless war, strapped on a Colt 45.
Come to Iraq with respect for its citizens, for their great civilization.
They keep on bombarding this area in front of us. Have they not finished with all these? Look, if they want to bombard the palaces, are they not our heritage? Because it is decreed, because it's the birthplace of our president, they went and bombarded one of the best museums in the country. Do you know that? Do you know they have attacked our university, which is called Muslim Sharia? Do you know they have attacked one of the oldest schools in the whole world, called Muslim Sharia School? Do you know that? Well, please tell your people, let them have a respect for human heritage. This is not Iran's heritage only. It belongs to the whole world.
To the Iraqi people, let me say that the day of your liberation will soon be at hand.
Do you think we believe that you come to free us? Why can't you be either human or logical? You are neither human nor logical in this act. And I was surprised and shocked to hear people applauding your president this evening for the nonsense he was saying. Everybody knows it.
However long it takes to win, however long it takes to achieve our objective, that's important for you to know, the American people to know, our allies to know, and the Iraqi people to know. However long it takes.
You should hear today the people who were bombarded in a very local, modest area where people go and have their fruits because we eat. Don't think we are hungry people. We have fresh fruit every day. We have fresh vegetables every day. People were going to shop. And there were two rockets on that area. Why? What for?
We're working together to make the world more peaceful. We're working together to make our respective nations and all the free nations of the world more secure. And we're working to free the Iraqi people.
And you tell me you are here not for oil? What are you for then? Killing people? Just killing people like that?
I often try to put myself in other people's shoes and ask myself, in this case, for example, an Iraqi citizen, what they have to be seeing is a good deal of evidence that the Iraqi people want to be liberated.
Democracy doesn't come by rockets. Democracy comes by dialogue. Why do you want us to listen to your rockets? You talk about peace, you talk about having no interest in Iraq, but to free Iraq. How could you free Iraq with your rockets and your bombardment?
And killing leads to killing leads to killing. Jesus wouldn't be in favor of nuclear war.
What I want to do is make people to realize that they're ultimately responsible for their own fate here.
To catch a red dragonfly in his hand against the blue of the sky, and there was a blinding flash, and he literally disappeared and left his shadow behind him. I said, "My God." I said, "Further out, if you look at the flash from curiosity, your eyes will melt and run down your cheeks." "Oh my God," they said. Was bad for our health. And then the business people said nuclear was bad for business.
We are nearing a stage where some form of civil disobedience a la the 1960s may become essential as we realize that we're all being victimized here now.
world economic system is indeed precarious, and that's where the drug factor, the drug money factor, in, is that this drug money, this liquid capital, can be highly leveraged to keep our stock markets propped up. And that's why the Taliban destroyed all of their opium in January of this year, and we just conveniently succeeded in conquering Afghanistan in time to plant the next opium crop because the planting season is in November. Words, there will be a flood of heroin on streets all over the world, but particularly, I'm sure, in Europe and North America by this summer.
So it was in Leiden, summer's in Leiden. He apparently said that there would be attacks upon Israel and the United States. What do you do? Go and bomb Afghanistan? Kill thousands of innocent people? How does one retaliate? One can't. What does it say in the Bible? It does say in the Old Testament, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It doesn't make it any better. And it also says, thou shalt not kill. Posture of you and said, this is stupid having 30,000 nuclear weapons. We haven't got any enemy. So they tried to get rid of the nuclear weapons. Suffice it to say, the weapons remain on high state of alert, care trigger alert. Nothing has changed. Berlin Wall came down.
Papa, I got him.
Radio.
Like the man said, Pop Defect Radio, soundtrack of the resistance, here with subversive music for your dangerous times. In this week's mix, we have DJ Protesta from Belgium at www.futureworldfunk.be. We also heard from Bad Religion with their Let Them Eat War off their yet-to-be-released Empire Strikes First LP. Release date of June 8th, 2004. Go to www.epitaph.com. We also heard from yours truly. That's right, Pop Defect Radio here did a little mix called Iraqi Liberation about the 2003 Shock and Awe campaign and remnants. Little mix there. Also, we heard from the Unchartables with People in Your Neighborhood, Unknown Download. Can't remember where the hell that came from, but I should, but I don't. I'm sorry. I should be whipped. But that's the way it goes here at Pop Defect Radio. David Cross was in there off his just release, It's Not Funny. It's Not Funny. It's Not Funny at all. David Cross with his It's Not Funny album on Sub Pop Records. We heard the intro of Pop Defect Radio, Jello Biafra with Alien Orders. There was a mix. I'm not sure where that came from. Another unknown download erased from my memory. And I can't remember where that came from. But right now we're listening to City Blue Electric off their Storm mix. And I can't remember where that came from, too. Unknown source, about 2001. Possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio. Send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Send me, Skidmark Bob, your MP3s at skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. That's skidmarkbob@rattlebrain.com. Pop Defect Radio is aired on a pirate radio station. That's right. Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, and freakradio.org. That's about all the time we have right now. And I want to leave you with a little bit of hope in a song from Ryan Harvey. You've got to check this artist out. Talk about the next Phil Oakes, folks. Go to www.ryanharvey.cjb.net. That's ryanharvey.cjb.net. And we'll leave you with Ryan Harvey. Bush can leave his bones behind. Thank you for listening.
Pop
Defense. I got him.
Radio.
A story here about the government trying to bring me fear and kill the revolution living in my soul. Well, I've done some things I'm proud to say that may have helped the movement have its day, and no federal agents can make me better fold. One day the FBI came to my door and said, son, what are you protesting for? You must like Bin Laden if you don't like war. Well, my middle finger disagrees, and I'm telling you I'm a man for peace, and I don't support anyone who kills the poor. Detective Krause said, I'm just a friend talking to you man to man, as if he wouldn't kill me just for fun. He asked me questions back and forth about terrorist groups and my support, and asked about all this organizing I'd done. He asked for names of my associates and of other political activists, but his little notepad didn't get too full. How silly to think that I would comply with some faceless prick from the FBI. Yeah, the FBI, try harder, you stupid. Vandalism too, all this other stuff I didn't do, and he tried to spin it like it all added up. He said, we got witnesses, don't you know, we can lock you up if we want to, but as you can see, those witnesses were all made up. So the moral of the story is clear to see, we must demand some liberty before this whole wide world gets bombed to bits. If you don't see it, you someday will. You work a job so they can kill, and one day soon you'll see they're full of shit. So people need to start breaking laws, especially laws that are full of flaws, or none of those laws are gonna end in this lifetime. So jaywalk, smoke pot, don't pay rent, and don't give taxes to the government, and everybody else just do fine. I said, folks, it's time to cross the line when they all ignore the picket sign. You gotta be a revolutionary. So move along, it's a change in time, and Bush can leave his bones behind, and everybody else just be free.